because you're not going to ear infection. You know, the pain has to come from something.
I know. I'm not dreaming it, you know.
And he keeps saying, oh, well, there's nothing wrong. I don't see anything. Well, first thing to do is take an antibiotic. I would prefer getting an injection, you know, like if you get something in the...
Yeah, quick.
And it's quicker. But most of them don't want to give you antibiotics in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. They'll give you something like a Darvon, and then they think, well, it'll go away. I've had this for 2 years, off and on.
Well, you probably had an infection in it.
Yeah, probably. Just sort of a low grade. Yeah. And probably I've been getting more, that's why I've been getting more colds and stuff.
Yeah.
I have been.
That's right.
Colds and flu. I had the flu like 3 times last year.
He said, what you tell you, like, oh, well, I just really gave you that to satisfy you. I still don't believe anything.
That's right. Well, worse women, you know, they don't have anything to do. They just sit around home and think about where they hurt, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what happens sometimes is doctors will stereotype women. And
yeah.
They said, oh, well, it's really nothing wrong with it. I'll just give her this and get out of here.
Yeah, either give her a Darvon or Valium.
Yeah, that really makes me angry to see them do that because, each person should be treated as an individual, you know, not lumped in as, well, here comes another so-and-so here, and I'll give her this pill.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Here comes another type A.
Yeah.
Show me something. Well, what is the name? Are you ready to talk to me?
Mm.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. What do you do exactly? What's the nature of your job?
The nature of my job. My title is the Director of Community Development. And Community Development has 5 neighborhood centers, which we call multipurpose centers. The activities that go on in the multipurpose centers are things such as manpower units. In our manpower units, we have manpower counselors, and our responsibility is to recruit persons for jobs that perhaps have been developed, or job orders that might come in various parts of the industry. There's a record keeping system itself, something quite similar to what the state employment agency, same type of.
Was this for minorities, for blacks, or for?
Well, you know, it's for persons who would fit into our income criteria. Ironically, what happens, though, in our program, when the program was mandated out of Congress, it was specifically set up at that particular time with blacks in mind. Reason being is that this was in the mid-60s when the program was created. And then being in the mid-60s, which came after the riots and that sort of thing in the 60s, it was determined by members of Congress, which they had a distinguished panel of, I guess you would consider them as moderate or liberal individuals who had sought to have some specific programs going into the minority sector. It came out of the fact that there were studies that showed that the black male was lacking in many areas of training. So we came up with a lot of what is called a Manpower Act training programs that national companies subscribe to and were assisted through federal grants such as, say, if an MA contract was let to, a Manpower Act contract was let to a company like, say, Brenner. Then a portion of these individuals' salary was paid for 3, 6 months, something like that, until they were trained into the programs, that the positions that they were to assume. Well, out of this grew the community action programs as they are, which was basically to give the community a